The longest total solar eclipse of this century is going to last more than 6 minutes, and it happens tomorrow morning. You won't be able to see the eclipse in the Western Hemisphere, though, but in Asia, it'll be a glorious sight, weather permitting. The eclipse will be visible first at dawn in India's Gulf of Kumbat. Then it's going to be seen in a broad swath, moving to Nepal, Myanmar, Bangladesh, Bhutan, and China. Reporter Bill Marcus is awaiting the big show in Shanghai, China, where it's already Wednesday morning.
Central and Central Eastern China goes dark later this morning at 9:39 local time. That's the only thing we know for sure. It may rain. Clouds are likely. A Shanghai Astronomical Observatory spokesman in state media is almost apologizing that it will be a great pity if the weather ruins the event. In ancient times, an eclipse would be very scary.
Yin and Yang is not just sun and moon. Yin and Yang represent sky, earth, and human being.
Traditional Chinese medicine doctor Du Mingde says eclipses are all about balance.
The moon will cover the sun. This is not so good. It's not a good thing. Have many bad things will happen.
Eclipses in China fall into that category of catastrophe that includes typhoons and earthquakes. They used to foretell the downfall of dynasties, if not governments.
It does not mean that the Communist Party will fall.
That's James Hargett, professor of East Asian Studies at the State University of New York at Albany.
It could mean higher retail prices because, as a result of the attention that China is getting, more people are going there, more people are spending money. Greater demand, higher prices.
State media are delighted. In China, 60,000 foreigners are filling hotel rooms. From Chongqing in the west, Wuhan, Hangzhou, and finally Shanghai on the east coast, commercial television stations, restaurants, hawkers, everybody is looking forward to what is shaping up to be a very profitable day. At one restaurant called New Heights, 7 stories above Shanghai's famous waterfront, the Bund, 100 Japanese are renting the place for the morning. Price tag? $7,000. It started months ago. Last month, I got an email advertisement. The first solar eclipse since the Ming Dynasty of the 16th century, it said. It urged me not to miss it because the next one won't come until 2132.
Which is what China wants. It wants to be a major player on the world stage, and we'll take Olympics, we'll take eclipses, we'll take whatever we can get to get that attention.
For the world, I'm Bill Marcus in Shanghai.